Rinpoche, learning the Samatha meditation, objectless and non-objectless, and rest the mind. So what I want to ask is that beside the benefit of keeping our practice fresh with lots of technique, is there any other benefit from practicing this kind of meditation? As we compare with other tradition, very simple. Let's say just aware of the breath. So could you please give us explanation on this? Thank you.
The benefit is you can develop your experience very quick and also good for detachment, good for cutting through attachment to your experience. Because when you change different meditation techniques, and this way your meditation easy to develop, because you always focus with one technique of meditation, then there's a little bit struggle, there's a boundaries a little bit, I have to do this, and there's a lot of, you may see a lot of different obstacles. Sound is not good for meditation. Oh, this bothers me, I need peace. Oh, I cannot meditate in this area because there's a lot of obstacles. Oh, I have thought emotion, wish I don't have this thought and emotion. This is why you can have a lot of, you find a lot of obstacles. This way, you cannot develop your meditation very quickly. That's one benefit. Another is you can change meditation. You have many different techniques. That way, you are not attached to one special technique. This way, it's good for non-dual experience. Because if you only with one technique, and after some time later, you build up habit. Even if you try to rest into objectless samatha, your mind naturally go into that state. Objectless samatha, sound. For example, if you are only meditating with sound, your mind a little bit tight, focus. Objectless samatha, but you hear sound. Objectless samatha, you go to sound. That's why you cannot really stay with that. And one of the most important is, by this technique is you can transform everything as friend of meditation, object of meditation. This is why what we call boundless meditation. Boundless meditation. There's no boundaries. Boundless meditation. And another is self-liberation of the sensory objects. Sensory. There's six senses. Six senses? Object or not? Sense. Means form, sound, smell, taste, sensation, and thought and emotion. You can use them. By using them, liberate from obstacle or problem from them. So a self-antidote or self-liberation.